All right, we'll come out of recess and take up the sole source declaration for Missouri Document Solutions.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is a notice of intent to declare single feasible sole source SSP number 201508-314 as defined in section 50.783 Revised Statutes of Missouri. The Taney County Purchasing Department released this notice of intent on August 19, 2015 via both available newspapers within the county as well as posting this information on the Taney County website. It includes a detailed document which establishes Missouri Document Solutions as a sole source provider to continue provided software services for the existing countywide documents processing software system. Missouri Document Solutions has been the software provider for Taney County since 2003, providing these services. They have supplied the needed software currently in place in the Taney County Recorder's Office and other key Taney County offices. This product, system, software, and service was first purchased in 2003 via a bid process. The award at that time included a long-term contract agreeable to both sides. Since then, there have been several enhancements, upgrades, and renewals. Although it appears that current state statutes would not require this declaration, we have decided to follow a more complete process using sole source determinations to ensure a fair, transparent, and competitive result. Given these factors, the Taney County Purchasing Department recommends Missouri Document Solutions as a single feasible source for this needed software and service. Allowing for all of the above information at this time, I would ask if there is anyone present here today who has questions concerning this declaration. No questions? Now then, I would ask to make an announcement requesting that if in fact there is any person or persons here now who feels they or their company can immediately offer an alternative to Missouri Document Solutions, which is as beneficial as Missouri Document Solutions to Taney County, with all of the same financial advantages, services, discounts, upgrades, etc., please come forward. I would also add that this morning, this particular declaration notice closed at 9:15. I, as required by law, checked the post office, my office, as well as my mail slot, and have received no information, no responses, no inclination whatsoever of an alternative service for this to this vendor. Seeing no such persons now this morning, I ask that a motion be made to declare Missouri Document Solutions as sole source provider for these services for a term of 4 years, subsequent to a satisfactory compliance of a like contract commencing on or as near to October 1st, 2015. Thank you. And I am Ron Erickson, Director of Purchasing, Taney County, Missouri. With me is the Recorder of Deeds, Mr. Bob Dixon. If there's any questions.
You don't have a contract. You just have the... You don't have a contract or anything.
In these types of instances, regarding complicated software as such, we pretty much as routinely as possible require the vendor to submit a contract, and then
the 4-year term will be written in that.
Right.
Our motion doesn't need to.
Right.
So.
The motion with the number there behind it, I think, would be sufficient.
That's what I'm wondering. Move to award sole source declaration to Missouri Document Solutions for number 201508-314.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Will you notify this federation, Mr. Dixon?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dixon. Say, where are you going?
Bid recommendation for trench drain transfer station.
Are we on time?
Okay. Yep.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. This particular bid is bid number 201508-310 for trench drain for the transfer station. This item was requested by the Road and Bridge Department, Mr. Hayes, interim administrator who is present. We released this bid on August the 8th. It closed last week, September the 9th. We received three responses to this bid. The first one was from Skurlock Industries in an amount of $10,752. The second one was from an underground company in Kirbyville, Missouri for $14,440.02. And the third bid was received from Carter Waters, LLC in Springfield, Missouri for $8,595. There were some exceptions indicated in the bid specs, which is a table that I have learned to fill out, which is a benefit for us and assist us in making sure that the vendors understand what we're asking for. The low bidder in this case had six exceptions indicated, which required a phone call for explanation on a few of those, and Mr. Hayes made that call and come to find out that they weren't actually supplying the particular item that was required, the precast trench drain box. They were rather supplying forms, and I'll let him explain that in more detail because he has the expertise to do so, but basically that phone call for clarification resulted in Carter Waters being eliminated from consideration, and I think Mr. Hayes explained that to that vendor at the time, and he understood clearly and apologized for any inconveniences. So as such, that leaves Skurlock Industries an underground company, and I think Mr. Hayes is going to make a formal recommendation to award to the low bidder, Skurlock Industries, and I'll turn it over to him at this time.
This bid was for 56 feet of trench box for the transfer station, made up in 8-foot sections. The trench box is similar to a trench box we put in the entrance of the Mount Branson facility. It's that same type, only a smaller version. It's to help us with collecting runoff and whatnot from the transfer station. The reason we asked for precast type is the amount of time we have to keep the transfer station closed to basically put this across the entrance and inside the transfer station itself. So that being said, after reviewing all three bids we received, I'm going to recommend to award to Skurlock Industries for a total cost of $10,752.
Is there any differences in the why would one be that much higher in their?
He actually, the one from Taneyville, I don't know why he's higher.
Kirbyville, his office in Kirbyville.
That's what actually his right. Plant's in Taneyville. Plant. He's bid on previous projects and he's been a little bit higher than Skurlock. Why, I don't know, but he did comply with all the specifications in there, so we were getting the same product. It was just about $4,000 higher. So
it's not a better product. It's not a. No, comparing apples.
Pretty much, it was the same trench grate type and precast. So, for whatever reason, he was higher.
Danny, you have any questions?
No. I make a motion to go with the Skurlock Industries for $10,752.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'll notify the vendor. Yeah. Thank you.
request for release of funds, certifications for the CDBG grant funds, the St. Street Apartments. Just a thing here for me to sign.
I guess all the proper documentation has been furnished for this. It's been a little bit confusing how this has taken place, so I want to make sure of that.
I think one of our motions allowed Commissioner Schofield to sign everything, but I think they felt like this one wasn't included in those that we allowed them to sign, so I move to allow Design Commissioner Schofield to sign the release of funds and certification for the CDBG funds.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Recess until 10 o'clock for our executive session.
Do we need